I know you can't meditate. If you're afraid, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Week 8 of the NFL season kicked off last night as the New England Patriots continue to roll, dominating the Miami Dolphins 36-7. I guess the good vibrations of the return of Dan Campbell era certainly took a beating as the Patriots just look to me to be as good as any team in the National Football League, and really, they are the best team in the NFL.
They are. And in looking at the remainder of their schedule, I'm going to call my shot, and I'm going to say that the New England Patriots go 14-2.
Okay. I thought you were going to go 16-0. No.
They're not going to go. I think that Bill Belichick's going to be smart enough, and they're going to have such a headway on the number one overall seed in the AFC that they'll probably lose the last game of the season, which I think is a division opponent for them.
All right, so here it is. Okay. All right, you come off of this week. You got versus the Redskins
crushed.
Next week. Win at the Giants. That's a kryptonite team for Bill Belichick. I still think they win that. Home for the Bills, win. At Denver, I think in prime time, I think that's a win.
I do too.
Home for the Eagles, win. At Texans, win. Home for the Titans, win. So I think the one hiccup, they finish on the road at the Jets.
That's the one.
Week 16.
Right.
Week 17 at the Dolphins. Not worried about that game.
I think the Dolphins will be playing for pride at that point, and the Patriots will have Garoppolo starting.
It's going to be a matter of – right. That's – if they want to
– the Giants is a hiccup at MetLife Stadium. I think the Eagles may be a hiccup simply because it's going to be a different style for the Patriots that they don't see regularly in that Chip Kelly system is another little hiccup. And then week 17 – but everything in between, when Brady is playing and they're firing, I wouldn't be surprised if the margin of victory that they average this year is going to be close to some NFL right type of record.
So if you were on a team, let's just say that the Patriots are 15-0 going into week 17, clinched up the number one seed, your goal is to win a Super Bowl and that's all you care about. Do you want to go 16-0 though?
If I'm in that locker room. Yes. Absolutely.
So you're saying, let's play our starters even though somebody could get hurt and miss the playoffs.
Correct. But that all being said, the ship that Bill Belichick runs there, the thought of going 16-0 will be out of their minds so quickly because he's going to come in on Monday afternoon or that first Wednesday morning afternoon after a victory Monday. And he's just going to go, for all of you that think going 16-0 is like the end of the world for us and where we're going to go, you're wrong. Tom's not playing. LeGarrette's sitting. Gronk's sitting. All the wins come out. All the wins going to deflate out of the room, but he's going to go, but Jimmy, you're going to finally get your opportunity. And he's going to build up those guys that are going to go out there and play against who knows at that point what type of Miami Dolphins football team is going to be and build those guys up and – they're not going to prepare any differently, and he's not going to hold those guys that are going to be starting any less accountable than he would Tom Brady or Gronkowski or that defense, and they'll probably go out and win that football game too.
It'll be interesting to see if it gets there because he'll also say, listen, in 2007 we went undefeated. We went to the Super Bowl and we lost, so that season wasn't successful.
Correct.
What's successful are the years we win Super Bowls like we did. Oh, yeah, that was just last season.
I wonder what the and I'm not saying last night was – I watched it, and I can just –
they need to get rid of Thursday night games, just by the way.
Okay.
The product is not good.
Yeah, the product is not good. But I watched that game last night, and I just couldn't wrap my head around any team that can match them series for series on an efficiency level in the National Football League.
Totally agree.
They had their little spurt with like two consecutive punts in a row, and I think that happened in mid-second quarter or mid-third quarter where they hit their little lull. But their ability to then go – touchdown, field goal, touchdown is unheralded in the National Football League.
It is very, very impressive. I certainly agree with that. All right. Won't it be fun someday to have a discussion about the Browns going into week 17 when they're sitting at 15-0? Wouldn't that be great? I'll take 7-0. I think 8-0.
I'll take having a discussion week 17 at 10-5.
I'll just take a discussion that if they win this game, they get to go to the playoffs. I'll take
right.
that. And hopefully.
You want to create that win. There is nothing better than a you win, you're in scenario. And that's kind of how it was for us in Green Bay.
Yes.
The Chicago Bears had already locked up the number 2 seed behind the Atlanta Falcons.
And they
that year.
Came out and played you.
And they had the opportunity to either rest their starters with nothing to lose or keep their rival, the Green Bay Packers, out of the playoffs and play their starters, which they did, and we still beat them at Lambeau, got in, end up coming back, nipping them in the butt in the NFC Championship game.
Yes, indeed. I can't wait for these things. All right, today we are talking about the Cleveland Browns. By the way, Mike Pettine addressing the media as we speak, and here's what he has to say about the quarterback situation, saying Josh McCown is still truly day-to-day. If McCown tells him he can play on Sunday, he will trust him. If he is not able to go on Sunday, Johnny Manziel would start. McCown will officially be listed as questionable. Andrew Hawkins, Rob Housler, Jordan Poyer out on Sunday. Dwayne Bowe is expected to be up for this team with Andrew Hawkins out. Mike Pettine saying the team is confident that he will play when his number is called. Mike Pettine saying McCown took, quote, less than his full share today. And again, he is expected to start on Sunday. That is the expectation. But if something were to go wrong, if he were to have some type of a setback and say he's not able to go, the team very comfortable and confident that they will be able to have Johnny Manziel in there and get after it at the quarterback position, 1-0 on this season.
And listening to Josh McCown's comments, and I believe they came out of the locker room yesterday, if he's assured by these doctors that there's no structural damage to that shoulder and it's just a matter of being sore or hurting, A, you gauge his pain tolerance. B, once you gauge that pain tolerance and you say you get to 70%, 75%, 80%, you can then, and I mean, this is the real life of the NFL, you get a shot that can basically add 10 to 15% to that number. And I think that's what, you know, a lot of doctors and a lot of trainers gauge. Can we get you to 75%, get you that shot, boost you 15%, and get you to 90? Because I would think, in the mind of Mike Pettine and in this locker room, that a 90% Josh McCown and the way he's been playing offensively as the leader and the passing ability that he brings to this offense is better than taking a shot in the dark with Johnny Manziel still at this point in the season.
Which is interesting. It's a debate certainly for another day, but it is something that will be discussed, I'm sure, following this game and following others. 1 week return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Oh, I thought that was coming for us. It's not. Gary Barnage making his way up. Big play, Gare, to talk to the Fox crew that is going to be broadcasting the game today. We will have another Browns tight end with us here in studio. Jim Dre joining us at some point here in the 1 o'clock hour. Want to let you know about everything that's going on today because it is Friday. We're going to hear from Mike Pettine from last night's Mike Pettine show. We'll do that at 1:30, at 1:45. It'll be a little higher or lower with the latest ESPN.com NFL power rankings. In the 2 o'clock hour, we'll be joined via phone by the kid. We'll have, of course, the game picks where Matt and I both made up some nice ground
you
on
did.
The kid. Things are getting a little bit interesting.
And there's some dicey games this week.
There are. I'm only down 6. You're only down 2 now. Big movements for us. Jim Dre making his way up here. He will be our guest on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, when we return right after this.